Everyone,
早安。
So good to see all of you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴见到大家，愿神的平安与大家同在。
As you can see, I entitled today's message "How the Giant Fell."
今天的题目是叫做这个巨人何竟跌倒。
Now, when I was preparing this message at home on my computer, and when my girls saw the title of this message, they figured.I must be speaking on David.
当我在家里准备这篇信息的时候，我的小女儿看见这个信息的这个题目在我计算机上面，他们就认为今天的信息一定是关于讲大卫的。
Because they know the story really well, they know how David defeated the giant Goliath.
因为他们都知道这个故事，就是大卫如何击败这个巨人哥利亚。
However, today's message is not about how Goliath fell, but how David fell.
但是今天的信息并不是在讲这个哥利亚怎样扑倒，而是说是大卫怎样跌倒。
The giant killer, the man we look up to, this our spiritual giant, is now defeated by something else.
这一个英雄，这一个打败巨人哥利亚的这样一个英雄，是我们众人都仰慕的一个英雄。但是今天在这个信息里面，他却跌倒了。
So let's open our Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
请大家翻开我们的圣经，看撒母耳记下第十一章。
And let's read from verses 1 to 5.
我们一起来读，从第一节读到第五节。
Since this is a short passage, let's have those who are using an English Bible read it first, and then let's read it in Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后用中文读。
Verse 1, then it happened in the spring, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the sons of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David stayed at Jerusalem. Now when evening came, David arose from his bed and walked around on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing.And the woman was very beautiful in appearance. So David sent and inquired about the woman. And one said, Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? David sent messengers and took her. And when she came to him, he lay with her. And when she had purified herself from her uncleanness, she returned to her house. The woman conceived.And she sent and told David and said, I am pregnant.
我们一起来读撒母耳记下第十一章的第一节到第五节。第一节，请。过了一年，到列王出战的时候，大卫又差派约雅率领臣仆和以色列众人出战，他们就打败亚门人，围攻拉巴。大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。一日，太阳平息。大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人沐浴，容貌甚美。大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁，有人说她是以莲的女儿，赫人乌利亚的妻拔示巴。大卫差人去将妇人接来，那时她的月经才得洁净，她来了，大卫与她同房，她就回家去了。于是她怀了孕，打发人去告诉大卫说：“我怀了孕。”
May God bless the reading of His word.
愿神祝福他的话语。
How could this be? Is this a mistake?
怎么会有这样的事情？这是不是记错了？
What happened really?
到底这里发生的是个什么样的事情？
Now remember, we're not talking about some pervert or womanizer here.
我们知道，我们所圣经所讲的这里是，我们并没有在讲一些堕落的人，或者是一些行奸淫的人。
We're talking about David, David the giant killer.
我们所在讲的是讲到那个大卫王，那一个杀死巨人哥利亚的大卫王。
The psalmist who wrote all these beautiful psalms.
那是那个写诗篇的那个大卫王。
The one we read about who constantly relied on God.
那个是我们大家都所知道的那个不断的依靠神的那个大卫王。
The one who often came before the Lord to inquire of the Lord.
那些也常常到神的面前寻求神旨意的那个大卫王。
But here we read about his moral failure.
但是在同一个这一个大卫王，这里面我们刚刚读到的是他的在道德上的一个跌倒。
The man who wrote this song, I'm sure we know that song. It says, I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord.
我们大家都熟悉这篇诗，这大卫所写的诗，他说，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从耶和华而来。
Well, he wasn't mountain looking here. He wasn't looking towards God.
所以我们知道，在刚刚圣经我们刚刚读到的这一节，大卫那个时候，他当然没有向山举目。
But he was looking at something else, something that he was not supposed to dwell on.
他不仅没有仰望神，而且他在看一些东西，他本来不该看的东西。
The giant killer who defeated Goliath now was defeated by a naked woman.
那一个英雄，那么杀败哥利亚的那一个英雄，现在却因为一个妇人的沐浴而在那里就跌倒了。
What does God want us to learn from today's passage?
我们读的这些经节，神需要我们愿意我们来学什么
？The first, my first observation is this: No one.No one is immune from moral failure.
我们要学的第一个功课就是，没有任何一个人是能够是有对于道德防止道德跌倒的这个免疫力。
No one plans to fail. No one.
我们知道也没有任何人他愿意跌倒。
Listen to a confession by a married woman.
有一个人他是已婚的妇人，他曾经这样子忏悔过。
She said, Dear Ann Landers, I am a 30-year-old married woman who is having a full-blown affair.
她说我是一个30岁的已婚的妇人，但是现在却有了外遇。
And then she said this phrase, this very famous phrase that many people find themselves saying. She said, I never thought this would happen to me.
然后她下面说了一句话，这下面说的这一句话是她，我们每一个人都会有同样感受的这个非常有名的这句话。这句话他就说，他说我从来没有想到我会到这样的地步。
You know, if King David was here today, I bet he would say the same thing to us. I never thought this would happen to me.
如果大卫王在我们当中今天，我们想到大卫王在当时那个情况里面，他一定也会对我们这样说。他说他从来没有想到他会进入那样的一个光景里面。
But see, if it could happen to David, it could happen to us.
但是这样的事情在大卫王身上发生了，那么在你我身上也可能发生。
We will never be so spiritual to the point that we are immune to moral failure.
无论我们怎样再属灵，我们也不可能说会有一个道德上跌倒的一个免疫力。
Now see, we don't have to name any names here. We don't have to name anyone who has failed. But see, moral failure does not just happen to ungodly people.
我们不需要在这里指名道姓，但是我们知道，在道德上面跌倒的人，不单单的只是属于那些不敬虔的人。
All of us know that moral failure happens to many, many well-meaning Christians as well.
在道德上跌倒的人，也包括那些很多很多很认真的基督徒。
And today you may be a church-going teenager, young adult.
今天也许我们是每个星期来教会的这个年轻人。
You may be a Bible-believing believer.
也许我们是一个信圣经的一个信徒。
Today you are a God-fearing parent.
或者是我们可能是真的是敬畏神的父母。
You're actively serving God. You're a counselor, you're a leader, you're a co-worker in God's church.
我们可能是一个非常积极主动在那里服侍神的，在教会里面做领袖的，可能是做带头的。
Remember, God wants us to know that no one is immune to moral failure.
但是我们在座的每一位，无论我们做了什么，我们都不，神提醒我们，我们都不可能有一个能够防止道德上跌倒的一个免疫力。
And today you're thinking, no, probably not me.
也许我们在座有人说啊，也许这个事情不会轮到我。
And you're not thinking of yourself, you're thinking, oh, this is a perfect message for so and so.
也许我们会说啊，这个信息真是太好了，它对某某某来讲是实在是太重要。
Then God has this to say to you. God's warning for you is this verse, 1 Corinthians 10:12. It says, "If you think you are standing firm, then be very careful that you don't fall."
如果我们真的是有那种想法的话，那么哥林多前书的10:12这样讲说：所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎。
If it could happen to David, the man of God, man after God's own heart, it can happen to us.
如果道德上的跌倒可能能够在大卫王这样的一个人身上发生的话，那么也可能会在我们身上发生。
No one is immune to moral failure.
因为没有任何一个人能够有这样的一个免疫力。
My second observation from this passage is this: we are vulnerable when we become passive.
第二点就是要我们从这段信息里所学到的，就是当我们被动的时候，我们就容易受到攻击。
We are most vulnerable when we allow ourselves to be passive, when we're not active in doing God's will.
当我们并不是积极主动的来行神旨意的时候，我们就使我们自己成为被动。那么这个时候就是我们最容易受到魔鬼攻击的时候。
Again, David, how did he end up committing adultery? Let's see what happened. Verse 1.
大卫王到底怎么就行了这个奸淫了？我们看刚才读的这段经节里面，它的第一节是这样说的。
It says, in the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army, but David remained in Jerusalem.
这经节这里说，到列王出战的时候，大卫又差派约押率领臣仆和以色列众人出战，但大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。
See, one thing that people loved about David was his courage. He was a courageous warrior on the battlefield.
以色列人他们喜爱大卫王，是因为大卫王是一个勇敢的一个武士。
And through his courage and through his faith, his bravery, he inspired all the rest of the army to defeat their enemies.
因为他的勇猛，因为他的这个带领，他就激励了以色列的全军，使他们能够打败敌人。
He was like William Wallace. He was like Maximus. He's like Achilles of Troy, and people loved him for that.
他就像我们所熟知的历史上的所有的这些英雄们一样，使得蒙德他当时所在同时代的人的跟随和敬爱。
But here we find David doing something that was very uncharacteristic of him.
但是刚刚我们也看到大卫在这个时候他却做了一件跟他本人个性是完全相反的事情。
He became passive. He stayed behind when he should have stepped forward.
就是他成为被动了。他本来在列王出战的时候他应当在前头带领打仗，但是他却待在后方。
A time when kings are supposed to go forward, a time when kings are supposed to be out there laboring, charging, leading, here we find David lounging in the palace.
就是在所有的王都带领他们的臣仆出去打仗的时候，是在那里征战，在那里决战的时候，但是大卫王这时候却在他的宫殿里面，却是在那里闲懒。
Who knows what he was thinking? Maybe he was thinking,Victories, this is getting old for me.
我们不晓得大卫王当时心里所想的是什么，也许他在想啊，打仗的这个事情我已经年老了。
Maybe he was like, what our young people reminded us, every good and perfect gift comes from above, but he was like, maybe I'm kind of tired of this. He was not giving thanks, giving glory to God.
就像我们年轻人刚刚提醒我们的，因为一切美善的事情都是从神来的，我们应当感谢，把感谢归给他。大卫这个时候也许并没有把这一切感谢都归给神。
Maybe he was thinking, I put in my time, let somebody else do the work.
也许他想到啊，我已经尽了我的这一份了，现在该轮到别人了吧。
Maybe he was thinking, let the young people take the lead this time.
也许他想到啊，这时候是应该让年轻人去上去了。
For whatever reason, we find David not engaged, not plugged in his responsibilities that God has given him.
不管什么样的原因，但是我们都看到了大卫在这里，他并没有尽神所托付给他的这个责任。
So while his men were out there risking their lives, what was he doing in the palace?
就在大卫的臣仆在前线征战、奋勇征战的时候，那么大卫在王宫里面他在干什么？
Look at verse 2. It says, one evening,David got up from his bed and walked around.
第二节那里说，一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行。
Evening, taking a nap.
那里说是太阳平息，好像是在那里他睡了一个午觉。
Taking an afternoon late afternoon nap, a siesta.
那里是好像是在那里的睡了一个好好的睡了一觉。
Maybe he was sipping his bubble milk tea.
也许他在这里喝他的这个珍珠奶茶。
What's wrong with this picture?
我们所看到这里是有什么地方是不对的？
It was time for war, but David was taking a nap.
在战争的时候，但是大卫王才确实在那里却午睡。
Something we got to keep in mind as men and women of God is that we are in a spiritual battle.
要提醒我们大家在座的，我们都是属神的子民，我们正在一个征战当中。
And how God, our commander, wants all of us, every one of us, to have this wartime mentality.
神，我们的司令官，他愿意我们在座的每一位都有一个，我们都进入一个我们在战场上的一个心态。
Look at what Jesus said in John chapter 9, verse 4. He said, We must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day, for night is coming when no one can work.
所以主耶稣说，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
You hear that, the urgency behind those words?
所以在主耶稣这段话里面，后面有一种急迫感。
Matthew 26:41, Jesus says, Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
所以马太福音主耶稣那里又记载说，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And let's listen to the words of Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6. It says, Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
保罗在以弗所书六章里也说，做刚强的人要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈祷。
Then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 6, he says, Let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-control.
帖撒罗尼迦前书那里 也有，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
Again, we hear the intensity, the urgency, the conviction, the call to action behind those words.
我们所有的这些经节里面都提醒我们，这里有一种激烈的，有一种呼召，都要求我们这里能要保持的，保持警觉。
As men, women of God, warriors of God, we are in battle.
因为我们是神的武士，我们正在战场上。
And God wants us to be equipped by His word.
神愿意我们每一个人都用他的话语把我们装备起来。
God wants us to pray unceasingly.
神愿意我们不住的祷告。
God wants us to serve him faithfully.
神愿意我们能够忠心的服侍他。
God wants us to seek him and love him wholeheartedly.
愿我们能够寻求他，并且跟随他，能够全心的跟随他。
But I wonder how many believers today are just going about their Christian life kind of nonchalantly.
但是我们有很多的基督徒今天的基督徒的生活却是这样的随意。
Now I know many of us here are proactively serving the Lord.
我们当中有很多人在那里积极的服侍神。
But perhaps there are some of us here in this room who are supposed to use our spiritual gifts and talents to build up God's kingdom, but we are not.
我们当中也有人是应该用神所给我们的恩赐和恩赐来。建立神的国度，但是我们却没有。
Could it be that some of us here in this room, we should be actively involved in the lives of others, reaching out to others, loving others, giving to others, but we are not.
也许我们当中有的人应该是主动的、积极的关心人家、关怀人家、伸出手来，与人家来分享、帮助人家，但是我们却没有。
Some of us here in this room, we are so knowledgeable about the Word of God.
我们当中也有人对圣经非常熟悉。
And perhaps you're listening to this message, you're thinking, I think I could do a better job than him.
也许我们当中听到讲道的时候，我也许能够比台上讲的还好。
And the Bible says, those of you who are mature, you should be teachers by now.
但是我们那些在属灵上的成熟的人应该来做带领教导的工作。
But for some reason, you're not actively teaching, you're not actively serving, you're not actively leading.
但是无论有什么样的原因，我们有人在那里没有主动的来服侍，没有主动的在那里教导，没有主动的来跟随神。
And because you're kind of passive, you find yourself not challenged, you find it kind of boring.
所以我们自己就落在一种被动的光景里面，我们自己也会觉得无聊。
So you're thinking to yourself like many other people are thinking, let's see, what should I do with my time?
也许你会像其他人这样想，是说，我 我怎样怎样来度过我 这段时间。
I maybe I'll surf the web a little bit.
也许我上网去 browse 一下。
Let's see who's online that I could chat with.
我看看哦，也许网上有谁我认识的，我知道的，也许跟他能聊几句。
Let's do a little Facebooking.
也许到这个社交网站那里去逛一逛。
Let's see what's on Craigslist.
就看看有什么便宜货可以买。
Let's see.The Bachelorette is on tonight. I can't miss that show.
或者有些单身汉的一些活动之类，那我绝对不能够忘记。
And instead of having that wartime mentality, we find ourselves passive and lounging.
在我们正应该有着战场上的心态的时候，我们却发现我们自己在那里闲懒。
We instead of staying alert, we.Let our guards down and allow the evil one to come and take control over our lives.
我们正应当警醒谨守的时候，我们却把我们的盔甲放下，结果使得仇敌有了一个空隙。
Let's be reminded of this verse, 1 Peter 5:8. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
彼得前书五章那里有这样的话说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找，这里一直在说是寻找可吞吃的人。
The evil one, all he needs is a little free time.
我们的仇敌他所需要的就是那一点点我们的有空，我们一点点放松的时刻。
A little indifference in our hearts.
只要我们有一点点的冷淡。
A little apathy towards the things of God.
我们只要有一点点的偏离对神的话。
And he is right there.
然后这个魔鬼就利用这个空档就会来攻击我。
We are most vulnerable. We are most vulnerable when we allow ourselves to be passive towards the things of God.
所以当我们对于侍奉神这个事情上变得被动的时候，变得冷淡的时候，我们就最容易受到魔鬼的攻击。
May God help us to never be casual, to never be indifferent in our faith.
愿神帮助我们，使我们不要在用凭信心跟随神这件事情上成为冷淡。
But may God help us to be active, to be proactive, to step out in our walk with Him.
愿神帮助我们，使我们能够不断的、积极的来、主动的来寻求神、跟随神。
And to love God and to seek God with all our heart.
来寻求神，而且是全心的寻求神。
Amen.
Amen.
Number three, look at verse five. It says, the woman conceived and sent word to David saying, I am pregnant.
刚才这里读到的圣经里第五节那里说，那个妇人她怀孕了，所以打发人去告诉大卫说，我怀了孕。
You know, those three words, I am pregnant, could be the most beautiful three words in the world.
我怀孕了，或者说我有了，这可能是最有意义的、最美好的那三个字。
It's something that some people celebrate about, something they look forward to with great anticipation.
对于有些夫妻来讲，他们听到这样的消息，他们是非常兴奋的，他们要来那里庆祝。
I remember when my wife and I first found out that we were pregnant, we were so elated, overjoyed that we busted out the video camera.
当我和我太太我们第一次发现我们这个我太太怀孕的时候，我们实在是有特别的兴奋。
And you know, we were recording everything, you know, that test tube thingy. We're like, is it blue or is it supposed to be pink? Is it one line or two lines? We were just overjoyed.
我们在那里就是用我们的这个摄像机来录我们那时候的兴奋的那个状态。
We said prayers of thanksgiving. We started planning how we should receive this life that God has given us.
当我们听到这个我太太有了这个怀孕的这个消息，我们就开始我们归感谢给神，然后我们就开始计划怎么样来迎接家里要来的这个新生命。
But you know, the same words, I am pregnant, could also be the most horrifying words if it's out of God's will.
但是我有了这句话，对于那些在于神旨意之外的那些人，也可能是最恐怖的那一句话。
When King David heard those words, I bet he was not jumping for joy. I bet he was not saying, I think I'm going to be a father.
我想八十八告诉大卫王说我有了的时候，大卫王那里一定心里没有喜乐，他并没有那里跳起来说，哦，我要成为这个孩子的父亲。
No, he was shaken to his bones. He was rattled and awakened by the consequences of his sin.
因为他相反，他是在那里战惊，在那里恐惧，是为了要这个他犯罪那些后果来使得他醒来。
And that started King David's different attempts to cover up his sins, to cover up his tracks, and he just went down and down, and one sin led to another.
这句话，大卫王一听到这句话开始，他就开始来计划要来遮掩他的罪。
Number three, sins must be confessed, not concealed.
所以我们刚刚读到的这一个经节，另外一点我们要学的就是，对于罪，我们必须来承认，对付它，而不是来遮盖它。
Look at God's word and telling us how David trying to cover up his tracks.
我们看到圣经里面刚，我们来看一看圣经是怎样记载大卫王这里试着要来遮盖他自己的罪。
Verse 6 it says, So David sent his word to Joab, Send me Uriah the Hittite, this is the husband, and Joab sent him to David.And when Uriah came to him, David asked him how Joab was and how the soldiers were and how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, Go down to your house and wash your feet.
我们看这个撒母耳记下十一章的第六节，大卫差人到约阿那里说，你打发赫人乌利亚到我这里来。这乌利亚就是拔示巴的丈夫。约阿就打发乌利亚去见大卫。乌利亚来了。大卫问约押好，也问兵好，又问征战的事怎样。大卫对乌利亚说：“你回家去洗洗脚吧。”
How kind of David, how considerate of him.
好像是大卫王是一个很慈爱的王，是一个非常这个关怀他的士兵的一个王。
Uriah had been out there on the front lines, just risking his life, and now David wanted him to have a little R&R.
乌利亚是在前线那里那个拼命，但是这个时候大卫王去把乌利亚招回来，让他从前线回来来休整。
Now of course David was secretly hoping that when Uriah would go home and would sleep, make love with his wife, that he would figure that the child belonged to him.
当然，我们知道大卫王那里他自己的私下的那个想法，实在是希望这个乌利亚能够回家跟他妻子同寝。这样当这个八十八生了孩子以后，可能会认为这个孩子是乌利亚的孩子。
What a beautiful plan. What a cover up.
实在是一个很完美的一个计划，但是这是一个骗局。
Except Uriah did not sleep with his wife. He slept on the porch of the king's palace.
但是我们看见乌利亚却并没有回家去跟他妻子同寝，而是睡在宫门外。
Now why didn't he go back to sleep with his wife?
那么为什么乌利亚并没有回家与妻子同寝呢？
Look at verse 11. Look at his reasons, Uriah's reasons. He said, The ark and Israel of Israel and Judah are staying in tents, and my master Joab and my lord's men were camped in open fields. How could I go to my house to eat and drink and lie with my wife? As surely as you live, I will not do such a thing.
所以这里十一节那里就记载说，乌利亚对大卫说，约柜和以色列与犹大兵都住在棚里，我主约押和我主的仆人都在田野安营，我岂可回家吃喝与妻子同寝呢？我敢在王的面前起誓，我绝不行这事。
I really believe that God is always talking to us.
我相信神在一直都是在跟我们每一个人讲话。
He is always knocking at the door of our heart for us to come back to Him.
神一直是在对我们的心敲门，来希望我们能够把心回转归向他。
He wants us to draw closer to Him, to make things right with Him, especially when we are out of His will.
特别是当我们背离神旨意的时候，神是特别的呼召我们要我们回转归向他。
And here, God was using Uriah's integrity.And his faithfulness to convict David's heart.
所以我们看见神在这里是借着乌利亚的正直和忠心，用乌利亚的话实际上是来责备大卫。
But David was not listening. David had one thing in mind at this time.
但我们知道大卫王根本就没有在听，大卫王心里所想的就是那一件事。
He had made up his mind to save his face to cover up his tracks.
大卫王已经定义了，就是要来。维护他自己的脸面，要来把他所犯的罪的罪行来遮蔽。
So plan A didn't work, David went to plan B.
所以一计不行，他下面又试一计。
Verse 13, at David's invitation, he ate and drank with Uriah, and David made him drunk.
第十三节我们看到说，大卫招了乌利亚来，叫他在自己面前吃喝， 使他喝醉。
Now that will break him down. Now that will make him sleep with his wife.
所以这样子大乌利亚就一定是要回家了，妻子同寝了。
But in the evening, Uriah went out to sleep on his mat among his master's servants. He did not go home.
但是圣经记载说，到了晚上，乌利亚出去与他主的仆人一同住宿，还没有回到家里去。
Plan B did not work.
所以这一计也不行。
David's getting really desperate right now.
所以我们看到大卫王这时候一定是非常非常的这个非常非常的绝望。
So he came up with Plan C.
所以他下面迫不得已，他就是又是一计。
Verse 14, in the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it to Uriah. In it, he wrote, "Put Uriah in the front line where the fighting is fiercest. Then withdraw from him so he will be struck down and die."
所以十四节这里记载说，次日早晨，大卫写信与约雅，交与乌利亚随手带去。信内写着说，要派乌利亚前进，到阵势极险之处，你们便退后，使他被杀。
This is called cold-blooded first-degree murder.
这我们现在知道，这是叫一个冷酷的这个一级谋杀。
Isn't it amazing what becomes of us when we are trying to cover up our sins?
所以看一看，当我们试着要来遮蔽我们自己罪的时候，我们会成为何等样的恶人。
When we have our minds set up, make up to cover up our tracks, one sin will lead to another, and this is so sad.
如果我们定义要遮掩我们罪的时候，我们的罪就会由一个引出更多的一个一直下去，这是非常非常悲惨的。
And verse 16, it tells us here that's exactly what happened. Uriah and many men, David's men, were killed in battle as they did that.
所以接下来的几节圣经里面就记载，有很多大卫的这个有很多大卫的战士们就在这个阵势极险的地方就被杀，也包括乌利亚。
These were good men.
这些都是一个好人。
These were loyal, innocent men.
这都是一个忠勇的一个一个忠勇的一个忠勇的一个诚实的人。
These were men who once fought with David side by side.
他们都是曾经与大卫同袍作战的人。
But their lives were taken because David wanted to cover up his sins.
但是他们这些人死，只是因为大卫要来遮盖他自己的罪。
God wants us to know today that sins in our lives must be confessed and not concealed.
所以神借着这个告诉我们，我们每一个人的罪，我们必须在神面前认，我们必须认这个罪，而不是来遮盖我们的罪。
Look at God's promise to us in James chapter 5 verse 16. It says, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed."
所以圣经里雅各书上有这样的话说，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
When we confess our sins to God, we are forgiven.
当我们向神认我们罪的时候，我们从神那里得到赦免。
But when we confess our sins to one another, God heals us.
但是当我们彼此认罪的时候，神就使我们得医治。
Today, God wants to remind us, He doesn't just want to forgive us, He wants to heal us.
所以借着这句话，神告诉我们，他不单单的是要赦免我们，他更盼望我们能够得医治。
God says, you want to be healed, you want to be set free, you want to be changed, then confess your sins to one another.
如果我们愿意我们 得医治，我们愿意得到自由，我们愿意不再受这个罪的辖制，那么我们就要彼此认罪。
God wants us to talk to someone about it, maybe a counselor, maybe a co-worker, maybe a deacon in a church. God wants us to just confess those sins.
神愿意我们每一个人都认我们的罪，彼此认罪。我们也许应该和这个教会里面的同工，或者是我们所信靠的人，我们来向他来跟他们一起有个彼此认罪。
Don't fall into Satan's traps. He wants us to struggle with our sins by ourselves.
魔鬼的诡计就是让我们自己来对付这个罪。
And when we do that, we become so powerless, and he has us in his grip like this.
当我们自己来试着跟罪挣扎的时候，我们在罪的面前是没有任何能力的，我们结果就成为受魔鬼控制。
But when we confess those sins to brothers and sisters, what happens is we're peeling away his grip in our lives.
当我们和弟兄姐妹之间彼此认罪的时候，那么什么事情发生？就是神把这个我们所受的辖制就给切断了。
And God says, sins must be confessed and not concealed.
因为圣经的话告诉我们。罪是一定要认的，而不是遮盖的。
Now we can end today's message right here.
也许我们应该的信息，也许我们可以把信息今天就停在这里。
But there's something very important that I want us to keep in mind as well.
但是还有更重要的事情，我们愿意大家也一起记得。
Today's message is about how King David, how he committed these great sins.
今天的信息开头讲到了是大卫王这样一个的一个有名的一个大卫王，他怎样去犯了罪。
I strongly believe that we are just like David because we all fail.
我们每一个人都像大卫王一样，我们都会跌倒。
But what does God want us to remember in our sins when we fail?
但是当我们犯罪得罪神，我们跌倒的时候，神愿意我们每个人记得这样的事情。
Number four, in God's eyes, we are not defined by our failures.
就是在神的眼里，我们并不是因着我们的跌倒而被定义的。
David made many, many, many mistakes.
大卫犯了很多很多的错。
It is said that David committed at least 2/3 of the Ten Commandments.
有人说十诫里面至少三分之二的诫命大卫都犯了。
That's 6 or 7 of them, and I will let you go home and think about what they are.
这个我们可以自己回家做这个功课来算。这到底犯了哪一条？
But David was a man who sinned greatly.
所以我们知道大卫是一个犯了很大罪的一个人。
But what does the Bible call him?
但是圣经里面却怎样记载他？
How does God see him?
在神的眼里面他是怎样看到的？
The adulterer?
到底他是一个行奸淫的人吗？
The murderer?
他是一个杀人谋杀犯吗？
The great deceiver?
他是一个骗子吗？
No, God sees him.As a man after his own heart.
但是圣经里记载说，神看大卫是合我心意的人。
Yes, David sinned, and he had to suffer the consequences of his sins the rest of his life.
是大卫犯了罪，他就一定要接受这个犯罪的后果。
But in God's eyes, God did not see him as a great sinner, but God saw David as a man after his own heart.
但在神的眼里面，他并没有看大卫成为一个大罪人。反而在神的眼里，他看大卫是一个寻求神心合神心意的人。
Remember the story in John chapter 8, an adulterous woman was dragged before Jesus.
我们记得约翰八章有这样的一个记载，就是有一个妇人行奸淫的时候被抓住带到耶稣的面前。
The religious leaders, they wanted to see how Jesus would handle an adulterer.
宗教领袖们他们要看主耶稣是怎样来对付这一个行奸淫的人。
See, everybody was watching because everybody had already cast their judgment on her.
在场的每一个人都在看这个事情，在场的每一个人都对这个行奸淫的妇人已经有了他们的意见。
They had already framed her. They had already labeled her. They had already categorized her.
他们已经定义了她，已经把她贴上了标签。他们已经把她已经把她定了性了。
They wanted to see how Jesus would treat this woman.
他们要来看主耶稣是怎样来对待这一个行奸淫
妇人。And what did Jesus say? He said to this woman, He said, "Go and leave your life of sin."
主耶稣对这个妇人的话是说，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Jesus acknowledged her sins.
主耶稣清楚地认明这个妇人是犯罪的。
But he did not stop there.
但是他并没有停留在这一点上。
He invited her to go and live a different life.
他反而是来邀请这个妇人来继续来过一个不同的生活。
He wanted her to live a changed life, a new life.
他愿意这个妇人过一个新的生活，过一个改变的生活。
And today, some of us, we may have made some very, very serious mistakes.
在座的我们有人已经犯过错，我们犯过很严重的错。
And we made many choices in the past that we regret today.
我们过去我们做了很多的决定，我们今天看来我们都实在是懊悔。
And you know what? People want to label you.
但是我们周围的，也许我们周围有人愿意用各种各样的标签来标明我们。
And we ourselves would not forgive ourselves.
我们自己也不能够容，也不能够原谅我们自己。
And today God wants us to know that we are not defined by our failures.
但是圣经上告诉我们，神愿意让我们每一个人晓得，神不是以我们的失败来定义我们。
No matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, we can be men and women after God's own heart.
无论我们过去的光景如何，无论我们过去做了什么，我们现在过去的光景如何，神都愿意我们悔改。
We can choose to live a new life in Jesus Christ.
我们可以选择在耶稣基督里面过一个新的生命。
Look at God's promise to us.It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and will purify us from all unrighteousness.
所以圣经上有这样的话，约翰一书这里说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And today, if we would make that choice, if we would confess our sins before God, and if we are willing to confess our sins to brothers and sisters,Then God says you can go, leave your life of sin.
我们今天如果我们愿意做这样一个决定，愿意向神认我们的罪，也在我们的弟兄和姐妹之间，我们彼此认罪，那么神就会在我们身上做改变的工作。
And may we say to God today, God, you know us, you know our hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would change our hearts, the hearts of stone, into hearts of flesh.
愿意我们跟神祷告说，神你晓得我们的心，我们实在是求你在我们身上做改变的工作，使我们一个实心能够成为一个肉心。
We want to be men, women after your own heart, Lord.
我们愿意成为一个全心跟随神的一个人。
Let's make things right with God today.
用我们今天开始，我们在神的面前与神有一个对的关系。
Let's all stand and sing this song as a response to God's message for all of us today.
用我们一起起立，我们来唱这首诗，作为我们今天与神给我们的话语一个回应。